Righty,
good stuff.
How are we doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful morning. Wonderful day today. Just beautiful this morning for my run. It was very nice. Not a lot of wind. Just a perfect temperature.
There you
Lovely
go.
Day. And we're off to a busy start at the dealership. We sold a bunch of cars yesterday, and we've got a lot of appointments set for today. And a busy day in service. It's certainly been seen traffic pick up a lot this week. As people are beginning to get out and move around a little bit more, it seems like. And with the great weather right now, who can blame them?
Yeah.
We've got a lot. We've done a lot of things here at the dealership to make our customers and employees safe and comfortable. As we've been talking about the last few weeks, we've made a lot of changes in how we clean and get ready for each day and disinfect the entire dealership to make sure we've got everything cleaned throughout the day. I've changed all our processes now. Of course, you're welcome to come in anytime. But a lot of our work now is by appointment in sales and service. So that way we can be ready for you when you come in. If it's a sales situation, if you do happen to need a vehicle, we're here to help and have great incentives right now. And really are looking for used cars. We've had a great run on our used car inventory this last few weeks. And are looking to buy cars right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking to sell one or buy one, we've got a great deals for you. And I've got some specials going in service, too. So there's a lot going on right now, Tom.
Well, I tell you what, you sound bright and enthusiastic. And, of course, a great day like yesterday with the people driving off in a vehicle of their dreams. You know, that's kind of like icing on the cake. That'll work. And you mentioned something about specials with your service department. Can you?
Yeah. No, we've got some deals going on where you can check them out on our websites. But basically, we've got a 50% off a labor offer where you come in and you need repairs on your vehicle over a certain dollar amount. I think it's $100 on the ticket. We're going to take 50% of the labor charges off of the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also got deals for some of our customers with older vehicles that are over 10 years old and over 100,000 miles. We've always got our great deals on tires, brakes, and batteries, things like that. We meet or beat everybody's price on tires and very competitive on brakes and batteries if that's what you need. It's also, with the weather beginning to change, we're seeing more people have the tire indicator lights come on.
Oh, boy.
I do want to remind people, you know, that may seem like a nuisance, and, well, heck, I put air in it, and it seems all right. But if it's coming on repeatedly, you do need to have your tire inspected. It likely is losing air from some source. And we can, you know, a lot of times save you some money by repairing the tire or figuring out what's going on
mm-hmm.
before you actually have a flat and potentially need to replace the tire completely. Or, put, you know, you can also, with the indicators and stuff in there, those can become damaged and need to be replaced. And you can even, of course, damage your wheel in some cases if you run on a flat. And of course, it just every time something else breaks, it adds to the cost. So, yeah, it's best to go ahead and get that looked at early if the tire indicator light is coming on. And sometimes it can be caused by just little changes in temperature. We can fix that, too, with a great product we have where we put nitrogen in the tire.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't talked about that in a while, but that's something we do on all our inventory units because they sit on the lot sometimes for a month or two and don't get driven all the time. And it allows them to, it's very stable. Nitrogen in the tire doesn't change the pressure with temperature changes. And it we feel like it really adds to the life of the tire itself.
Very good. Right. Very good.
Good product. So those are some of the deals and stuff we've got going on. I think, you know, people probably seen the great incentives that Ford has and the Built to Lend a Hand program. They've been advertising those a lot. We've seen a lot of interest in that for people coming in and looking at new Fords. You can get 6 months of payment relief where Ford will defer three payments and make three payments for you. So you get up to peace of mind of up to 6 months. Or you can get 0% for 84 months. No interest at all for 84-month loan. Really keeps those payments low. We've been doing some lease deals, especially on Toyotas right now. A couple of the Toyota models, particularly the Tacoma, the RAV4, the 4Runner, and Tundra, Camry, many of the vehicles just are leasing great. What happens there is the Toyota residual value is so high, it retains its value so well that they can really give you great deals on leases. And you can check all that out on our website. Go to DungesChoice.com and you can access either Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln and start the process there. It's really easy to calculate your own payment or figure out the trade value or work on credit, whatever you need to do to figure out your deal. You can go in there and work it yourself and pick the inventory, see all the rebates. Most of our vehicles have dozens of pictures up there on them. And if you don't see something, we'll go take a custom picture for you or do some video and send that to you, whatever you like. That's more and more what we're doing these days with the more people really doing the work before they come in, and mm-hmm. this started before the virus and everything. But with the virus now and with all the people spending a lot of time at home, we're seeing they're doing some vehicle research. and you can do a lot of that from your couch and get a great feel for the vehicle. And then when you do come in, it's pretty much just a matter of confirming your choice on the vehicle, maybe a quick test drive. Then we can wrap it up pretty quick. It doesn't take very long once we've got everything set up on the trade value and credit and stuff like that before you come in.
That is absolutely wonderful. I mean, you make it nice and convenient, and it's expedited without really a rush. I mean, I don't know how you managed to do this, but you managed to save time without being pushy. That's actually pretty cool.
Well, and that, like we said before, that's mm-hmm. really what we've been trying to do for a long time, mm-hmm. but it kind of all comes together in this environment. And, we're seeing people from all over the region really doing that. We've been doing, it makes it easier, mm-hmm. really. It used to be, kind of where, truthfully, we kind of preferred to have you here, and we were used to doing it that way, so it was easier for us. But now with all the great tools on the websites and with the speed that we were able to evaluate things and work with people through these technologies, it just comes together much quicker. And we're able to work with people all over the region. We were working with some people in Arkansas yesterday on a new Toyota they were looking at, and, just exchanging information about their trade. So we can do that, even from hundreds of miles away where we're able to put a real number on a trade. Of course, we're going to ask you some questions and maybe have you take some pictures of your vehicle so mm-hmm. we can put an actual number on it. But it's a good process and something that I think most dealers are doing now, just because we want to keep going, want to keep our employees working. We're proud to say we haven't really had to lay off a bunch of people. Our business has slowed significantly during this period. We're about 50% of where we'd be normally. So it is not easy to get through this, but we've hung together, and I'm really proud of the team for all the effort they've made to take care of the business and our customers and each other through this, because it really is important that we stay safe. And and we're not so big that we can afford to have employees get sick.
No,
worry about every day is we got some people who do jobs that would be very difficult to replace. And so we're very careful about how people access the dealership now. We talked about the sales experience a little bit. And, we've got really restricted access to the showroom now, where we don't just let you wander in. We try to control the number of people that are on the showroom, and including our team. We can do a lot of it outside. We've got tables set up. Pads underneath the overhangs on both buildings, and on a beautiful day like this, that's a great way to get comfortable and to wait for your vehicle to be serviced, or if you're in the process of doing the paperwork on your vehicle purchase. So we've set all that up. On the service side, we'll be happy to pick up and deliver your vehicle.
There you go.
We can, if you want to drop it off beforehand, before we even open up. There's a drop-offs for that. You can schedule appointments. Give us a call, and we can be ready when you get here. Most of our customers now are making an appointment before they come in, and that's working great. it really helps us, again, hopefully really saves you time because it makes sure that we're ready for you when you get in.
Well, this is amazing. You know, I like that pick-up and drop-off there because, you know, you kind of feel spoiled.
Well, you know, we've been doing it and spoiling our Lincoln customers for a long time. It comes as part of the warranty with a Lincoln, actually. Mm-hmm. Every Lincoln sold now under warranty comes with free pickup and delivery while it's under the manufacturer warranty. And so we've had these processes mm-hmm. in place and been doing it for a couple of years, but now we've expanded it to all our brands, and it's really it is super convenient. That way you can just keep doing whatever you are doing, and we can get that, maybe take care of a recall for you. Mm-hmm. We're seeing more and more people take advantage of that now, while they're not using their vehicle so much. If you do have an open recall, give us a shout, and we can have the part here and be ready for you. If you just want to know if it has a recall, we've got access to Carfax. We put a free Carfax on every vehicle on our inventory online, and we can get that for your vehicle. We'll be happy to help you with that. And Carfax shows a lot of great information about mm-hmm. Your vehicle. If you just want to see your vehicle, when it's been registered, if it's been serviced at most dealerships and a lot of the big companies, it's going to have the service history in there. It's going to have any recalls, and so it's a great resource of information for the consumer as well as the dealer in knowing the history of the vehicle. And we make that available to our customers at no charge. So if you'd like to access that, just give us a shout. One of our salesmen can help you with that.
And of course, you know, like we said, you know, we're taking it real easy, and we're answering questions, and we're making the business happen at a real good pace, your pace, and we're doing it smart, we're doing it sensibly, and hats off to everybody there at the Dutchess family of dealerships and to the service department for coming up with these methods and these processes to make everybody feel safe when they need a new vehicle or if they need their present vehicle repaired. It's really a good state of mind.
Well, I think, you know, it's been all over the news that people are starting to open up all over the country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think we've kind of been on the forefront of that. We've been open every day through this, and it's, you know, sometimes it has been a challenge. And I feel for these companies that are now facing having been closed and are looking to open up. I think that it is difficult to create these new processes and get people to really take it seriously. It's something we talk about every day and have really worked on the protocols. And, you know, and it just keeps evolving. We all wish there was some magic way to make it go away or to know exactly what we need to do in order to be successful. But obviously, you know, this is a serious thing. We've got to attack and be willing to sacrifice some things for, but we know if we take care of ourselves and keep our distance from each other and avoid unnecessary contact and do it only when we really need to, that we can keep that down. And of course, that keeping everything clean, washing your hands, keeping everything disinfected, and we do that now on the vehicles, whether you're shopping for a car, we make sure it's disinfected before you get in it. On your trade-in, we're going to do that before we do any trade evaluation. And on your service vehicle, too. Mm-hmm. We're going to clean it before we get in it, and we'll clean it when we give it back to you. We're going to do a full disinfection of all the main surfaces that are touched the most. Going to use covering for the steering wheel and seats and such while we're in the vehicle. And we have gloves and other masks and other PPE that we use also.
Mm-hmm.
So it's we've got all new processes there, and really make every effort to keep everybody as safe as we can.
And folks, if you got a trade, you might want to return the favor with your car coming in. Give it the old once over and clean it down pretty good too. A lot of folks do that anyway, but just to be good partners, that'd be a great thing.
And that's another thing you might want to consider now. I was talking to Enrique at our detail department. Mm-hmm. He's been doing a number of details, and I tell you, you know, a good detail on your car is a great thing right now to keep it clean. We've got our disinfectants down there as well. But a thorough cleaning of the vehicle is a great way to make sure that you're that it's clean and safe for you and all the people in the vehicle. You might want to consider also two things like changing your cabin air filter.
Important.
There's also some services you can do to make sure that you can disinfect the air system inside the vehicle. A lot of times the cars might get odors in their air conditioner and heating systems if moisture gets in there. Older vehicles do this, and sometimes if there is a lot of moisture in the air. And, you know, so there's some product that we sell where we can actually get in there and disinfect it. It's a medical-grade disinfectant that's used to clean your system, basically. Mm-hmm. And it's a great process. Makes it really clean. And that, along with a cabin air filter change and a full detail, would certainly clean your vehicle to the max and make it just like a new vehicle.
We're talking with Brad Dungeons with Dungeons Family of Automobiles. It is Car Talk right here on K1, the one you trust. And we've been talking about this new era of taking care of your car or perhaps trading in a vehicle. And it seems to be working out so well. And, of course,
you're awesome.
Yeah, really. And even in your sales folks, I mean, boy, I tell you what, that's worked like a charm, hasn't it, with folks being a little bit more, instead of, oh, wow, there's the sign I'll pull in. Doing the appointment thing really seems to work great for everyone involved.
It does. And, you know, I heard that this morning from the team yesterday. I think we sold four in the Toyota store yesterday. Mm-hmm. And they all went really well. And a lot of that was because we knew they were coming, what they wanted, and had it set up. Mm-hmm. It just makes for an easier thing. I mean, I know that's been one of the things, kind of the mysteries of the car business is, why does it take so long? And, you know, in the old days when we started the process, you know, at the very beginning each time, where we didn't know what you were looking for and you weren't sure exactly what you wanted, we had a few further to go. And we trained to not miss those steps.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens today, of course, is people spend so much more time online doing research before they even talk to us. And so we find that our customers have a lot of information already. They know pretty much what they're looking for and what you know, generally it's going to cost, a lot of times what their trade situation is, if they've got, what their credit is and what the payment might look like. So it's like not like there's a lot as much mystery to that as there used to be. And with our online tools that let you get in there and structure your deal with the great internet price and the incentives and credit, it really, it's not like it needs to take a long time to do that. I've often said that it's the negotiation's the easy part. The hardest part is finding you that perfect vehicle for you. And out of the millions that are potentially manufactured every year, it's we got to find that right one for you. So that's usually what we spend the time working on. But that doesn't need to happen when you're here. That can be done before you get here, even if we have to go, and find it somewhere else.
And you've developed a great network with both Ford, Lincoln, and of course Toyota. And being in business as a family business for close to 90 years, build up a nice network over time. And you're going to get a little bit faster than the other guy, that's for sure.
Well, we do have a long legacy of taking care of our customers in Bartlesville and in this part of the world. Mm-hmm. And that does give us an advantage in some ways, and our network of friends and people out there who work with us, our dealer trade partners, and the great manufacturers we work with, they do give us a lot of support and help, and definitely use their support. And right now, it's a great time to bring up again the Ford incentive program, where you can get 6 months of payment relief or 0% for 84 months on almost every new Ford. There's a few Super Duty, 2020 Super Duty, Raptor, Mustang, Shelby, GT350. Those are the only ones that don't qualify, but almost everything else does. And we've got great incentives on Lincolns and Toyotas, too, and great used vehicles. And all of those are online at DungeonsChoice.com. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I'm really looking for this week are used cars. Getting where we're the pantry's just a little bit low, and we're looking to make offers to buy cars. If you've got something out there. What's happening is that used car market is kind of shifting. A lot of the auctions have been shut down, and some of the manufacturer lease vehicles are not making it out to the market, and those are typically easy places for us to go get mm-hmm. cars when we're in a situation like this. Mm-hmm. But now the auctions are just starting to open back up, and we're not sure of the volume, and sometimes when it's like this, you're not sure of the price and what you're getting. We really love to buy local cars that we've, it's even better if we've serviced it before and we know something about the vehicle. Mm-hmm. But a good local car that's maybe 3 years or older, and it has relatively low miles, under 100,000 miles, those are what we really covet and need right now. If you've got something like that, we're going to make you a top offer for it. And you can do that online, too. Just go to the website and give us information on your trade. We can do all that without having really any contact until the very end. And even then, it's just at a distance, and we can handle it without any issues, and write you a check for it that you can cash that day.
Great. We're talking with Brad Dungis. Brad, I took a trip with the family about 2 weeks ago, just for a half a day. Went up to Joplin to see an old friend of mine, and we saw not one, not two, but three dealer stamps on the back of various vehicles, one Toyota and two Ford trucks, that said Dungis.
Yeah.
We had one Oklahoma plate and two Missouri plates.
Yeah, well, we do sell lots of cars in Missouri, mm-hmm. Arkansas, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Being up here in beautiful green country, comes with it. A lot of people shop in our area, and certainly with stuff like cars and with all the online search people do, they find us, and they know mm-hmm. our reputation. So it's a thank you for your business to those folks, so we mm-hmm. appreciate that. I like to look at the name tags, too. That's something that comes when you get in the car business, or you're the son of a car dealer, too. You definitely notice where the cars are purchased.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always seem to follow a Highlander home each and every day that's got your tag on it, too. So I don't know who that is, but you're a lucky person. It's a nice vehicle.
It is, and we haven't mentioned that particular vehicle on this show yet, but we have a brand new Highlander. If you haven't heard, you're looking for a mid-size SUV. So that's a new Explorer last year, and now a new Highlander this year. Mm-hmm. They're awesome. They really, the styling and design look great. There's a great value in it and great fuel economy. You definitely just want to check this out if you're shopping for a midsize SUV in that class. Highlander is a great choice. And there's a few 19s left out there, too, that have great deals on them. So you check out the new one mm-hmm. and maybe look at the deal on the 19, and you've got a choice there to make. Definitely on the Ford Explorer I mentioned, mm-hmm. we've got a great inventory of those also. And those have come with the 6 months of payment relief for 0% for 84 months. So you've got a great choice there, too, on your purchase.
What a comfortable ride that is. I mean, it's built for a lot of stuff. But a lot of people sometimes don't realize it's comfortable, too.
Well, you've seen that. And as more and more people are making the choice and moving away from the traditional sedan into these, SUV-type vehicles, really, they're very, they're just more flexible. They allow for more larger stuff in the vehicle. It's got more room for companions and people. You've got lots of different choices in the size of these vehicles now, from the smallest vehicles up to the largest.
Mm-hmm.
From all the way from the Ford EcoSport, which is really the Ford entry-level vehicle now, mm-hmm. all the way up to the Navigator and the Expedition. Those are lots of great choices and lots of choices in between. If we added up all the Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota SUVs we have now, I think we'd be on over 30.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different choices. And in those 30 different models, you'd have, dozens more of trim levels and options and all that. So as I said, it's sometimes the hardest part is finding that perfect vehicle for you amongst all those choices. The easy part's really getting the best deal for you at Dungis.
Indeed. And once again, folks, for the time being, go to the website, and it's Dungis Choice, correct?
That's right, DungisChoice.com. That's the easiest way to get there. And from there, you can go to Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln showrooms, start the process. Or just give us a call at 918-333-0900. We're on the website to chat and answer questions anytime there, or call or come on by. Yeah, I don't want to discourage people from just coming in. And really, obviously, we're here for you. We can lend you a mask if you don't have one. And certainly encouraging all our people to wear masks, and especially if they can't keep ensure that they're going to be able to stay socially distant. We have plenty of masks here and have them available for our customers, and do everything we can to make sure you're taken care of.
Very, very good. And once again, with service, all you have to do is give them a call and, set something up, and, you're open to take care of that. Always have been.
Yeah, that's right. And great deals on service now, too. Ask your advisor about what you've got going. I mentioned the recalls and the 50% off labor special. We've got a detail special. We've got great deals on tires, brakes, and batteries. Anything maintenance you need on your vehicle, now's a great time to get that done. We can handle it quickly on appointment, get you in and out and down the road safely whenever you need us.
Very good. Hey, Brad, we've got the summertime coming up. We really don't know what the guidance is going to be, but this is a great community, and come what may, it's great to be a Bartian, and it's great to be here, and it's great to always do business with the Dungis family, who's been with us for so long.
Well, thanks, Tom. And, yeah, I'm anxious to see what's next, and hopefully we can get going on American Legion baseball and get something going down at the new Tower Center at Unity Square. I know that we're just anxiously awaiting all of this, but we'll hold our horses, keep be patient, and it'll all come to us in time, and we'll get back to normal here before long. I think I'm so proud of everybody around Oklahoma sticking together and getting through this part of it, and I know that we'll get through the next part. Take care of everybody, and be well. That's what you want to do, is stay safe and well. And if there's anything we can do to help, let us know. We certainly are here for our customers and for the community. We want to help any way we can. I know that both Ford Credit and Toyota Financial and Lincoln Financial are all helping their customers. If you've had financial issues, they'll work with you on your payments. We've got some ways to help here too, where we can help with a car deal. If you've got equity in your vehicle, maybe you can take some of that out as cash. We're seeing some people do that. And lots of people who are looking to trade now to trade down and lower their payments or get into a more cost-effective vehicle. So all that is possible, and we'll do whatever we can to help you in your situation. That's just how we will do it.
Okay, Brad, we'll talk to you next week. You take care till then, okay?
All right, Tom, you have a great week.
All righty. You've been listening to Car Talk right here on K1, the one you trust, at AM 1400 and FM 93.3. And that has been Brad Dungis with the Dungis family of automobiles. We'll be checking back in with him next week. Right now, let's take a look quickly at your forecast before we get into news. We're looking for mostly clear today, and we're also looking for a high of about 76. And then for tonight, clear skies again with a low of 53. For your Friday, we are looking for sunshine, a high of 85, but we're going to have some gusty winds, and they could gust up to as high as 30 miles per hour at times. Stay tuned. News is next from CBS, and I'll have some local news coming up before we get into Brian Kilmeade this morning.
Thanks for listening to One Unlimited Professional, a